Hey there, everyone. Welcome to Connection Point. James Hilliard with you and making a return visit to our program. We have Rick Reed. He's our go-to healthcare solutions guy at Aruba. For today's chat, we're going to focus on an area in healthcare that is definitely going to be growing, and that is long-term care. A couple questions that I've got for Rick, and he's going to address for all of us. Are the challenges to long-term care providers, are they the same as acute care providers? What are some of the unique requirements out there? That and a whole bunch more as we talk with Rick for the next 8 to 10 minutes here. And Rick, as we kick things off, I want to have you define a term. This was new to me when I got some of the background information for this chat. Could be a new term to others as well. The silver tsunami. What is it?
You know, the U.S. had that baby boom, you know, in the late 40s and the early 50s, kind of post-World War II, which saw a huge increase in birth rates. You know, they started dropping around 58 and have been steadily declining since then. But all of those baby boomers are now entering their 60s and 70s. And so one of the effects of this is that we're seeing a really big increase in demands of long-term care. So what they're saying is by 2050, almost 20% of the American population is expecting to be over 65 years old. And that compares to now, it's only about 15%. That's a pretty big increase in the number of people who are expecting and requiring long-term care. Long-term is very different from acute. You're talking about managing chronic diseases and dementia-related issues. These are the most important things you're dealing with. So whether it's going in and having a broken leg or going in and having the flu, it's these things that are kind of chronic and ongoing, and it's more about managing how we live with those, whether that's kind of in an outpatient basis where I'm going in to see a doctor regularly, or whether it's, you know, I'm actually living in a facility managing, you know, whatever the state of the care is. So it's really kind of a different approach to care.
It's a different approach to care, and to me, that means it's a different place. And so obviously hospitals are going to have a role in that, and so are individual physician offices and the clinics, et cetera. But it doesn't seem like those are going to be the primary sources for this type of care. Where is this going to take place, and what are the facilities? And ultimately, a bit later on, we'll talk about some of the technology needs these facilities will have.
Yeah, the facilities are very different. You know, when we think of hospitals, especially as, you know, kind of younger folks, our experience with hospitals and then maybe from television entertainment, you know, all the drama happens in bigger hospitals that are treating these different cases. So long-term care tends to be set up more like a residence. In fact, typically you don't call customers of a long-term care patients like you would a hospital. You actually call them residents. Because typically they're there for a longer period of time, hence long-term care. And so places tend to be more apartment-like and have a more homey feel. They're not designed around this kind of, we have to take care of this one specific problem right now, kind of trauma-related things or things that have to happen. It's again, more about management. So it's things are set up in a much more hospitality-like kind of format.
So given that the environment is pretty different than what a lot of healthcare technology is used to being used in currently, what are some of the tech needs of these long-term care facilities?
So the reality is that tech needs aren't all that different. You still have requirements around electronic healthcare records. So as residents are in a long-term care facility, they need to be cared for. Medications, what their histories are. On occasion, they may have requirement to move to an acute care facility temporarily, and all of those records need to be electronic. Doctors and nurses in the long-term care place are using mobile tools, tablets, phones, laptops to access EHR. Of course, you have communication issues for messaging and phone calls, so on-site, as well as nurse call. Really, all of the kind of tech needs that acute care uses are required in long-term care as well. Generally in long-term care, however, the facilities can be bigger, you know, more square foot per bed, if you will, and usually even with outside components. You know, if you're thinking of someone who's trying to age somewhere, there may be gardens and nature paths and things like that where folks are going to be outside. So all of those things have to work kind of everywhere. And the other really interesting thing about this is, you know, the folks who are entering long-term care today, they're already tech adapted as people, right? If I think just even 10 years ago, if my grandmother was going into a facility, she didn't use a computer and she certainly didn't have an iPhone. So what tech was there didn't particularly matter to her. But the folks going in today, they are tech adapted. They are having smartphones. And so they want to be able to have good internet access as residents. And they need to have access to the things they need. And then take that, the other part of that into consideration with a lot of times the decisions about where our loved ones are going for long-term care are made by people who are very tech adapted. You know, you and I are going to be making decisions, hopefully not too soon, but, you know, in the relatively near future about where our parents and our older relatives might be staying. And we're probably going to choose a place that, you know, has tech features, right? Good guest access so we can go in and visit with them, but still get some work done and still be connected, connect to our loved ones electronically rather than necessarily only having being able to do it physically. Those kinds of things are all going to be very important.
Oh, things like FaceTiming and just being able to have some of those video feeds. And especially long-term care, that connection. I had a great grandmother. She lived to 105, 2 weeks short of 106. So I hope I got a lot of those genes running through me. But, you know, this was 25 years ago. And so you had to physically drive over and see her. And we did a lot of that early on. As she was there longer, there was less of that. And we got the word from the facility that, hey, look, she thrives on that interaction. You need to be here. And so as a family, the whole family stepped up and we were and spent a lot of time. Someone was always visiting her, which was great. I know that there's sometimes people make decisions on these facilities because of cost. And maybe you can't afford the closest one to you and to your family, but if it's farther away, but has that connectivity so that you can do video type conferencing and things like that. And that requires, right, great connectivity, a strong network, not only for obviously the monitoring and all the medical aspects, but then the social aspects. So let's talk a little bit about what a networking vendor really can do to help out these facilities to make sure that they truly are state of the art and can handle the medical side and the social side.
Yeah, and that's pretty much the same as in acute care, and that's basically providing, you know, a secure, reliable connectivity for all of the use cases that we talked about and even some more, right? As we've said, long-term care still uses EHR, nurse call, voice communications, and they all have to be reliable, both indoors and outdoors. If you're going towards more kind of home care even, you need to have things that are super easy to configure, right? Really just kind of plug and play. One of the things that, you know, the other use cases that we could mention here is, you know, there's kind of the monitoring devices. If I'm trying to age in place, like staying in my own home or even be kind of independent in a facility, there might be a lot of monitoring devices like bed sensors and fall monitors and all those things like that that are connected. And all those things have to be securely connected, reliably connected to the network in order to have those things work. Another piece that we like to see is really centered around location services and what we call resident or even visitor engagement, right? So having access to electronic app-based tools to follow progress and health of our loved ones is a really important factor. You know, you talked about, you know, being able to FaceTime or do video conferencing or telehealth, really another use case for telehealth with your grandmother, but it's also that kind of electronic format. Like I always think about this from a location services standpoint. Let's say my mom was in a long-term care facility. You know, when I go to visit her, I might have limited time. I might have a couple hours that I can be there on that day. And assuming that she's active, you know, she's in this big facility with outdoor grounds, you know, just finding her where she is, because she's probably not sitting in her room, might be a challenge. So, but if I have electronic app with location services turned in where I can actually see that she's maybe on the tennis court or maybe she's in the garden, then I can find her right away. And I don't have to bother any of the staff saying, hey, where's Mrs. Reed? All this other stuff. So these kind of electronic tools, not only to provide care, but to provide, you know, communication and services to the residents and the guests is really important.
With everything we've talked about, Rick, do most long care and long-term care facilities, do they get it? Are they investing in making sure these networks are secure, available, robust enough to provide what is needed? Or is this going to be a growth area for a lot of these locations?
That's a great question. And the answer is they are just starting to get it. You know, if you look at kind of networking in general in different vertical markets, traditionally healthcare is very conservative. you know, changes to the network are usually slow and thought out, and making sure that other industries have already implemented those changes before they move on. You know, they're dealing with people's lives. And long-term care is even a little bit more conservative than acute care. And it also has a lot to do with typically there are smaller IT staffs in long-term care. A lot of places might be kind of more mom and pop shops rather than big corporations. So, but yeah, they're starting to realize as, you know, healthcare improves with our switch to outcome-based care and electronic healthcare records, and communication improves and patient engagement and resident engagement improves all through these technology pieces, long-term care facilities are turning a corner, and it is absolutely a growth market for a good networking vendor, the next frontier in healthcare, if you will.
Well, Rick, do appreciate you taking time again to join me here on Connection Point. Appreciate the insights. And folks, with the continuous change of technology, as well as the infiltration of devices in every aspect of our lives, as well as the expansion into long-term care environments, building a modern network, it's not just putting infrastructure in place. It's optimizing connectivity. It's maximizing the bandwidth. We heard Rick talk about that. It's about enabling better collaboration so that you can create a rich and engaging healthcare experience for everyone that comes in contact with that system, with that location. So Connection and Aruba, they're here to help. Together, they do have a dedicated staff on hand to answer any questions that you have. Happy to jump on a call with you. You can initiate contact by giving us a call, 1-800-395-8685. You can speak with one of our experts today. You can also email us, pretty simple, connect@connection.com. With that, we're going to wrap up this Connection Point episode. Do appreciate again you all taking time to join us and listen, and we do look forward to talking to you all down the road.